Coach, for the first time, it looks like you might be in some inclement weather this week up in Buffalo. But that, I guess we could have that in July up there. But how do you prepare for this during the week? You know, you don't, middle of October, November, you usually don't have snow.
We've been lucky this week. You know, we've had some bad weather, and we've been outside every day practicing. You know, we've had some heavy winds, 13-mile-per-hour winds, which is what it's supposed to be in Buffalo. So we've practiced all week with the wind, snow Thursday. So we've lucked out, and you just got to get outside. You can't go inside and hide from it. And that's really where we're at.
And it doesn't do you any good on Saturday like yesterday. It snowed. Doesn't help you, does it, then?
Saturdays are more of a walkthrough day for us. You know, from a kicker and punter specialist standpoint, you get their kicks and punts in Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I can't say for everybody, but I would venture no one kicks on Saturday or around the league simply because you're going to wear that guy out. So it doesn't help us to go outside and do that on Saturday.
Guys in Buffalo are used to it. Hauschka is one of the best all-time field goal kickers. Their punter is good. Brandon Tate, we've seen him before. He's a pretty good return guy.
We faced Brandon in Cincinnati when he was there. Great football player out of North Carolina. He's been a great returner the last 8 years in this league. Best thing about him is he plays more like a running back. You know, he hits it up in there. Most of their punt returns are up the middle, and they just let his vision and his skill set take over. And then from a kickoff return standpoint, he can hit the whole field. You know, he's not a guy that has to bounce like a lot of receivers are. He's going to hit it up that sideline, then he'll cut back. And he's having a good year. We got to wrap him up. We call it a python tackle. We got to get him down.
What about your guys? Now, going up there, the goal, obviously, is to get the shortest field you get on coverage units. How do you do that against him?
Against him, the biggest thing is it's going to come down to from where we punt from. Hopefully you have the wind, you know, that it's going to help you. But at the end of the day, we got to win one-on-one matchups, and we got to make tackles. We got to limit his number of yards in terms of the return game. Rigo's got to punt outside the red line. We got to kick to parts of the field, you know, from a leverage standpoint. We got to create leverage pre-snap. You got to win pre-snap to win post-snap. So we got a lot of that to do. But at the end of the day, we got to get off blocks. We got to block. We got to sustain blocks just because the weather's out there. It doesn't matter. These kickers in this league and these punters in this league, they're going to be able to drive the ball 50 yards regardless of the weather conditions. They'll be able to kick off, you know, 75 yards regardless of the weather conditions. So it's going to come down to the core, our core versus their core. They have a great core. We need to play well.
You mentioned punting. Not sure how many times Rigo has punted in snow, but I know he's punted in winds before.
Yeah, he's punted in the winds. You know, definitely there in Hawaii. That's a crazy wind in Aloha Stadium. So he's been down that road before. This week, you know, I thought he had a great week. Wednesday, Thursday, punted the heck out of the ball, kicked off well. You know, so we went through the whole gamut. You know, worked his tail off, and I think he's ready.